All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, September 5th of 2025. Hope you guys enjoyed some Thursday night football action last night, kicking off the NFL season. We are back today with a Friday night showdown for the second game of the season. So should be a fun day today, and then looking ahead to the weekend, to week one. So plenty of NFL action to talk, a lot of questions in the chat, so we will get to those. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You'll also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up. We are going to pull up the showdown slate for tonight, and then we have a lot of questions here. So we're just going to start at the top and work our way down. So first question, good question. I'm actually going to kick off some sims or just some lineups here for this one. So we'll build 500 lineups for the showdown slate tonight. And the question says, hi, how do I view the individual lineups within the groups? Fair question. All right. So let's let these lineups run. They should finish pretty quickly here. All right. So build finishes, right? You get into the post build. We'll let the sim and diversifier run real quick. All right. So the first way you can see it is by clicking this arrow, which is like a drop down arrow, to see the lineups. That will show them in like compact view. If you want to see them in the expanded view, go to the settings, turn off use compact lineups view, and then it will expand the lineups as so. So drop down arrow ability to look in compact or expanded is in this setting, and that should be all you need. All right, next question. Is there a way to edit the values for this contest? It's not one of those with unlimited entries. It does have a cap, creating a custom contest for it still leaves blank fields in both app and beta. Okay, so what we're talking about here is like a custom contest. There was a screenshot attached with this. Like, let's say I create a custom contest. You know, I'm going to name it Contest 1. I'm just going to pick some field lineups. Here, right, the max entries is blank, prize pool is blank, top prize is blank. And that's where it gets filled from. So you can only edit what is shown over here in like these editable fields. So the entrance, the first percent, the cash percent, and the user entries are all that you can enter. I don't know what these default to. Technically, the prize pool value, the top prize, don't matter because it's all based on the first percent, right? Like, okay, well, whether it's a 10,000 to first or 100,000 to first, 25% is still 25% of the prize pool. And then we use those percentages to calculate the ROIs. So if your contest in your contest, Sam, if you win $11,000 and you had $10,000 in entry fees, you're, you know, positive 10%. If you won $110,000 and spent $100,000 in entry fees, it's still 10%, right? So you don't have to worry about this. The max here, I don't know what this defaults to behind the scenes. I can find out, but it would obviously not default to anything more than 150. I think there is like some calculation depending on the number of entrants listed where it's like, okay, I'm not going to have, 150 user entries in a contest with, 1,000 entrants, right? Because you can still only take up, I believe, 3% of the player pool or of the number of entrants. That's like a rule that the sites have. So, in order to take up 3%, you could have no more than 30 entries in a, is that right? Yeah, 30 entries in a 1,000-man contest, right? So that is something that the sites do, and we also take that into account here. So that 3% max is on. I bet you that's what we default to. So whatever the number of entrants is, if it was a 100-man, it would be a 3 max at most. If it was a 10,000, it'd be 150 at most. So think of it like that. All right, next question. Even with the new portfolio diversification, is it still your recommendation to use Geomean for Showdown? Also, is it correct that you then just lower the number to remove about 20% of your pool? Good question. This is what I do. I still like to use it and to take my effective pool to a smaller number, right? So like we go back to this build where we ran some lineups. All right, lineups are loading. Cool. So I have my pool 500, right? Well, then first I need to create my aggregate on my custom metric for GeoMean, which I have, and then I would filter it, right? And then I would just, like you said, change the number here until you get to about like 20-ish% in the trash. And that's my favorite way to do it. You don't have to do it that way. I talked to somebody yesterday. They're like, hey, I prefer to do it as a rule. Well, then, hey, that's like totally cool, right? So here, you know, this number probably worked yesterday, this 25.5, which is why it's here when we were doing the last example. This time it doesn't seem to be working, right? So we got to go lower. You know, I'm going to go down to 22. Okay. You know, nothing, right? Okay. We go lower. You know, what does 18 do? I don't know. I'm like shocked this isn't working. You know what would probably help this work? It was if I standardized some of the ownerships. So like, see how there's like a lot of players with like kind of low. I would probably boost them all to like 2-ish%. And that would actually make the GeoMeans of the lineups a little bit higher, but it would also make them a little bit safer, right? Because if somebody's ownership is like zero, but when we're multiplying it, it makes the GeoMean zero. Unfortunately, that's like not exactly what we want. So you at least want to change players with a zero GeoMean to a one. But if you go a little bit higher, you're kind of accounting for like ownership variance, where, hey, you know, this guy's 0.5, I'm going to boost him to 2. If he comes in below 2, that actually benefits you and makes your lineup more likely to be unique in that instance. So I think it's actually good practice if you're using a GeoMean filter to come in here, go to your ownerships, and then change them all. So like for these flexes, I'd probably make them all 2. You know, just go down here, right, do all those. Now my GeoMean is actually, this is actually having like a huge impact here, right? So just changing a couple, when the GeoMean formula looks at the my own column, and then now you see a bunch of lineups going in the trash, right? And then I would do the same thing for my captains. So maybe the captains I do like 1%, maybe the flexes I do like 2%, but that's why this wasn't filtering out, because of all these zeros down here. All right. Good question there. Next one. Just curious what your take is on narrowing your player pool down by using projected own and 99th percentile. Would there be any fault to that strategy? Starter plan. I don't think that's a bad idea at all. And the reason I say that, like specifically, is because those are two of the primary variables used in SaberScore, right? If you go over and look at SaberScore, all these SaberScores using projection, which is projected score, percentile, you know, 99th percentile, and then an ownership factor here, right? So you're using two of the three things that we already think are valuable. So like, yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think it's totally fine to do. So I wouldn't discourage you from doing that. All right, next question. Any insight into a scenario where you have lineups that are in contention to finish in the top 5% or better in a 20 max or 150 max, but the majority of other lineups are not, and you want to swap after the 1 p.m. games to possibly make those lineups viable to cash, but don't want it to interfere with those top few lineups that may be good to go with no changes. Any thoughts on that? Okay, so very good question. The answer is that the builder will understand. So think about it like this. SaberSim is optimizing your lineups in late swap for the highest ROI available to that lineup on a lineup by lineup basis. Your lineups that are doing good, it is going to try to help them do better, right? To help them win the contest. The lineups that are doing bad, it is going to help them by trying to increase their min cash frequency. So it's actually solving both problems at the same time. So you don't have to worry about swapping them separately, so to speak, right? And I've seen this where, like, you know, I had like a satellite ticket to like a big dollar contest, like last like playoffs, right? And I was being very like particular about my late swap. And I remember looking and I had like my highest two late swap options. It was like a playoff slate or something. One of them had two chalky players, and then one of them had two low-owned players. And what I noticed was that the win rate for the low-owned was actually higher, but the min cash frequency was a lot lower. That was my second lineup, my second swap option. My top swap option was the lineup with a lower win rate, but a way higher cash rate. So in the ROI, you know, my lineup that had a my top swap option was like 44% min cash, but maybe like a 0.1% win. My second lineup might have been like a 36% ROI, but it had like a 14% min cash and like a 0.3% win rate. So they were kind of close, but in this scenario, the cash rate actually outweighed the win rate there just because it cashed like 30% more of the time. So basically the second lineup couldn't win enough to overcome the lack of cashing, which you don't always see, right? But just kind of goes to say, like, SaberSim like understands the different options. Like, hey, we're optimizing to win, or we're optimizing the cash. It can do it for one lineup. It could do it for all of your lineups. You don't have to, you know, swap them separately or do anything crazy in that regard. All right, next question. Andrew, can you help me build a rule for NFL Showdown where the team in the MVP spot won't use the opposing defense? Okay, so what you would have to do here. So the only thing with this, right, you go to rules, you go to add new rule. You would do a... you would probably do a group auto if at least one. You would do group by team. You would leave the positions on. So like if there is a player in the captain spot, let me move my face over and move this question down. So if there is a, you know, captain on a team, then use exactly zero on the opposing team, flex, leave flex chosen, and then select DST. So a rule like this would accomplish what you want, where, hey, if I'm going to use the tight end for Kansas City, I'm not going to use the Chargers D. If I'm going to use a wide receiver for the Chargers, I'm not going to use Kansas City D, you know? So this rule should accomplish what you're looking for, if I'm following you correctly. All right. Next question. Using Ultimate Plan in Lineups tab, how do I get columns under contests to show max ROI, median ROI, min ROI, contest sims versus max saber score, median saber score, min saber score? Okay, so I think you're talking about aggregate metrics, if I'm following you correctly. So within your group, click aggregate metrics, and then here I can come in, you know, let's say I don't want these ones. Say I want max, median, min, and then I could do my saber scores, right? Okay, single game, single game, single game. And then I can just read, and then I can, you know, continue down, continue to click add metric, and then go and do all of the same ones for ROI, right? And then they would just pop up here within the group, and I could see them all. So I believe that is what you would want to do. IQ said, well, hello, Andrew. What's going on? All right. Got a couple more questions here in office hours. Going to pull those in. Derek said, perfect. Thanks. You're welcome. Happy to help. Got a question from Pat as well. Bring both of these in. All right. First question. I accidentally deleted my templates. Is there a way to restore them? Trying to get a group for each contest. Okay. So there is not a way to restore them, but you can just recreate this. So the default, when you go to templates and then you click add new, this is the option that shows up automatically where it says lineup group type contest, create a lineup group for each of my contests. Portfolio diversity is the option that is one group per contest. Okay. So all you need to do to get back to the default, if you ever need to get back to the default, go to templates, go to add new, click save. That's it. You don't need to touch anything. And then when you upload your entry file, it will create one group per contest. Now, to get it to rerun, the easiest way to do that is to either open a new build or to re-upload your entry file. That will like cause it to reassign the contests to the groups. So just be aware, like those are your two options there. All right, next question. Andrew, when building for NFL, what is the easiest way to apply a player pool only to a specific contest group? For example, if I want to use only 5 quarterbacks to apply to my 20 lineup max group and use only 2 to 3 quarterbacks for my 2 to 3 single entries and 3 maxes, when using portfolio, I feel like I can't control. Okay, it's kind of related. When using portfolio, I feel like I can't control my selection for the lineups as I want to. I used to do it as separate builds on the old Saber, but then on the old SaberSim, thanks. Okay, you would still want to use separate builds. For different player pools, you basically have one player pool per build, which is, you know, which players are checked over here in the player table. So you can just do different builds still. I would probably just turn your templates off. You know, any templates that are starred, I would unstar them. That way they don't auto-create. And then within any build, you know, you open a new build, right? It's going to be blank. You just go to add lineup group down here on the bottom. And then you would use this plus icon to tell SaberSim, hey, in this build, we are only going to build lineups for my single entries. In this build, we are only going to build lineups for my 20 maxes and 150s. You could leave the templates on and then just delete the ones you don't need. But separate builds are still going to be the best way to have separate player pools. All right. Good stuff there. Looks like we're caught up with questions here at the moment. So why don't we do a quick build demo? So we already built lineups here, right? Let's say I'm playing a 3-max. Okay, I let the build run. It's going to sort by portfolio. Which I think I need to run the sim here in this case. So I'm going to let the sim run. Marnie said, hi, do you feel using separate builds? I personally do not. I feel from all the same build. However, what I do is I will group my contests together depending on like what my contest selection is. So let's follow with this question. I can't seem to fill one contest from one build and then the next from build 2, et cetera. Okay, so manual lineup groups are going to be the best option here, kind of what we talked about, where you leave your templates off, you create a group, you assign a contest to it, or however many contests or however many groups, right? Maybe you need 3 contests and you want to do 3 groups. Okay, so then I have 3 maxes, right? I do them all in this one and then I go to the next one. I do the next 3. So it's all about using the plus to tell us which contests you want And then your save will usually be yellow, indicating that not all of your group, not all of your contests, how do I say this? You're not going to assign lineups to all of your contests from this one build, which the yellow save will indicate. That's okay. You know that. You're aware of that. It's just like an indicator to make sure that we tell you that. So as long as you're using manual groups, assigning the contest, you could go in and do as many builds and sets as you need. So here, right, we're doing like a 3 max. Okay. Well, maybe, you know, I don't really want the Saber score. Maybe like I want the ROI. Okay, cool. So like my average ROI, I'm using portfolio. I come in and I'm sorting my table by exposure and I'm only building 3 lineups, right? Okay. Well, I just kind of want to see what we're getting. You know, maybe I don't want all, you know, maybe I don't want all quarterbacks, right? Maybe I want like a position player. Okay. You know, so then I lower Mahomes' max exposure from 66 to 65, right? That'll make it so he can only be in one lineup. And then I have one with Herbert. I probably should have lowered Herbert to 65.2 to just tell the builder, hey, you know, don't give me 2 Herberts now. But here, right now, we get an Xavier Worthy lineup. Okay. I can see that lineup. You know, maybe I look at it and maybe I don't like it, right? Okay. Then I can trash it. And then the builder is going to find a new lineup to put in here, right? It's like re-diversifying. It's taking into account my suggestions here and trying to figure out, okay, well, what's the next best lineup to play? And this is a Worthy lineup, but this is now a 4-2. Maybe I like that better. You know what I mean? So you can customize it. You can, okay, great. I ran my 3 max. Then I go and I do the same exact thing again. And I do it in build 3, but maybe now I'm doing my 20 maxes, you know, come into build 3, go to the lineups, add my groups, assign my 20 max to this group, you know, lineups changes to 20. So, you know, here we're utilizing different builds, manual groups. It will make it harder if these are starred and you upload your entry files. So I would probably just turn off the stars doing that process. But yeah, so I think we are all caught up with questions here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. I'll be back early tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So still plenty of time to ask football questions and get questions answered. But in the meantime, good luck tonight on all of your slates. And until we chat, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.